It's Thursday, June 24th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: the chip shortage, IT impact, and life expectancy, how they link, and Windows 11, what IT services companies need to know. This is the Business of Tech. The chip shortage is going to get worse before it gets better. This from multiple CEOs, including John Deere's, Flex, Intel, and AMD's. Estimates vary. 12 to 18 months seems to be the general thinking. About 47,000 small tech companies in the UK are suffering significant financial stress after 18 months of COVID-19 disruption, putting 185,000 jobs at risk. The figures from Business Rescue and Recovery, BGB's trainer, are for the second quarter of this year and reveal a 41% increase in IT small and medium-sized enterprises in significant financial distress since the first lockdown. And in a clear sign of the state of the U.S., average life expectancy dropped significantly in 2020, quoting NBC News. Between 2018 and 2020, the decrease in average life expectancy at birth in the U.S. was roughly 1.9 years, 8.5 times the average decrease in 16 comparable countries, which was about 2.5 months. The decrease widened the gap between the U.S. and its peers to nearly 5 years, but the difference is much larger among Black and Hispanic Americans. Although life expectancy is expected to increase in 2021, the pandemic will have lasting financial, mental, and physical health consequences that will ripple far beyond 2020. And Accenture posted their revenue forecast up due to digital, cloud, and security services in the shift to hybrid working models. So, why do we care? Now, why did I include life expectancy? Because it's actually a pretty good economic indicator. Healthy economy, healthy people. It's a trailing indicator, but it's useful. I'm cautious about the current state of the market. I think we don't entirely know how it will look, nor how it will respond. There's a ton of uncertainty: employment, configuration of the workplaces, hiring. That's not to say there is an opportunity, as Accenture shows us. The trick now is to not get over your skis. Solve customer needs. Just know that stability is not assured right now. Those that stay nimble can thrive. Microsoft announced Windows 11, due to release for free this holiday. Here's your highlights. There will be a single annual update per year for Windows 11. Home and Pro editions get 24 months of support, and Enterprise and Education get 36. Business users will be able to upgrade at their own pace. Windows 10 and 11 can be deployed, managed, and used side by side. Microsoft Teams will be integrated into Windows 11 right in the taskbar and start menu. Android apps will be brought to Windows 11, leveraging Amazon's App Store and Intel's Bridge technology. And developers keep 100% of their revenue if they bring their own commerce engine to the store. Why do we care? Any major OS upgrade is news and valuable for IT services companies. Sure, I'm dismissive of infrastructure because I don't view it alone as the driving force of a growing IT services practice. That doesn't mean it's to be ignored. You really do wish Microsoft would admit that the branding exercise here is to juice PC sales numbers. Making it a feature upgrade, which this rather sounds like, isn't nearly as exciting as a major upgrade. The marketing is going to drive sales. So, go take advantage. Just know it's a sugar high, and that doesn't take away from that sweet taste. You do battle daily against cyber hostilities such as ransomware attacks and data breaches. Fight smarter. Call in the cavalry. Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security is here. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards, as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, with Calyptic's purpose-built solution for small businesses. Zero Trust Access secures RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication. There's no need for open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. Plus, you'll enjoy audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Learn more at calyptics.com/gatekeeper and link in the show notes. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. We'll be back again tomorrow. I think it'll be mostly security. I'll talk to you then.